T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon here in the nation's 11th largest city and growing. That would be lovely downtown Austin, Texas. A partly cloudy day. Clouds streaming up from the south here, it looks like. Hopefully the sun will win and clouds will be burned off. But we're here every Saturday afternoon high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide Headquarters. From 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, we post about 10 to 15 articles every day for you to stay on the inside of Texas and national politics when you want, how you want, where you want. As we always say, you're either an insider or you're not. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org is the homepage. And we didn't have as many Facebook editions this week. I think we were right around 100. We've been averaging over that. But check us out at Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider. We got a bunch of stories up there this last week. There was, of course, the usual smattering of things on the border. There's a large group of not Central American illegal immigrants being dropped across Texas, but the lead story there is a large group of illegal African immigrants were bused into San Antonio, a group of about 300, I believe, from the Congo and other places around the African continent. We're going to be seeing more of that, so get ready for continuation. The other second story there is that in this month of May, not a record number, but the largest number in over 12 years of illegal immigrants were apprehended by Border Patrol in the month of May, 144,000 just in the month of May along our southern border. That's the most in about 12 years. So the border crisis is continuing, and it ain't going to stop anywhere, folks. As I've said before, horse thieves aren't hung because they steal the horse. Horse thieves are hung so that horses will not be stolen, and right now we just don't have any border security, and people are coming in. We've got a couple articles by a state rep or two. Phil King from Weatherford, state rep, talks about ending forced annexation. I know there's a couple areas south of Austin here, down in the Circle C neighborhood and some other areas. There's been discussion, of course, of the River Place neighborhood over the years being annexed by the city of Austin. But old Governor Greg Abbott signed that bill earlier in the week, and the way they designed it is that it goes into effect immediately. So that was a big win for Texas taxpayers and stopping the overreaching arms of the city governments and some others. But a couple things this week really stood out to me, and they were kind of subtle, not your typical, you know, Trump being over in England meeting with the Queen, or next week's going to be the first Democrat debates. Those are big, more major issues. But as you're running around getting your summer started, signing the kids up for vacation Bible school, or getting out and doing some yard work, saw everybody mowing the lawn, running the weed eaters on the way into the studio today. Some of the things that happened this last week, I'd say three things. First was that the Democrats in the House of Representatives, we talked about this last week, they have started their push to impeach Donald Trump without impeaching him. And they had a series of hearings up there, both the House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. A couple others are getting ready. I'll talk about that in a minute. Then we had, in probably what's kind of, to me, the most interesting, we had old Bernie Sanders give a speech the other day on Thursday. And as we get into the debate for the Democrat Party next week, and we get into now, at least for political insiders, focusing on the presidential race, particularly as it comes to the 24 Democrats that are running, there's kind of, think about it this way, there's kind of three phases of a presidential election, just to simplify it. We've had everybody declare, number one, they're all in the race, they've all had their announcements, they're all getting on the stump, running around, trying to raise money, qualify for these debates. We're about to enter the second phase, and that's kind of a slug it out phase where all the D's are going to try and differentiate themselves. They're going to have to do that by going after each other. Even Joe Biden has said previously that he wasn't going to attack his fellow Democrats, but after having taken it on the chin for about a month or so, he finally said he's maybe going to have to change his tune this week. And with this debate, they're going to have it Wednesday night and Thursday night next week. And you hide and watch. If you're at the back of the pack, as we've seen before, you got to go for not necessarily a knockout punch at this stage, but you've got to go for a defining moment to really make yourself stand out from everybody out. And that takes a special type of dynamic and attack and one-liner and pithiness that can generate you 24 to 48 hours of news coverage. And then finally, toward next year, when we get past and into the primary phase, I saw something the other day. Do you know, Dalen, that California has moved its primary up this year to be on Super Tuesday with us in Texas? And I think I saw that 70%, it was somewhere north of 65%, but 70% or so of the Democrat delegates are going to be chosen by Super Tuesday at the beginning of March next year. So that was another issue. And then finally, the last thing, and I'm going to be thrilled to visit with a little bit here after the commercial, Catherine Engelbrecht. You talk about government being weaponized, as we've been seeing the Russia probe, as we've been seeing, as I just mentioned, some of these House Democrats now starting to go after President Trump and impeach him. What they're trying to subtly do is impeach him without impeaching him. I'll talk about that toward the end of the show. But Catherine Engelbrecht, some of you will have remembered, about 10 years ago during the Obama administration, was, I hate to use the word poster child because nobody should be having to go through this type of thing, but her organization, True the Vote, outside of Houston, was getting involved in voter security, voter integrity type issues, which was just coming to the forefront back then. And what happened? She got attacked by the IRS under the name Lois Lerner. Some people will remember that. And there was a big court case that finally came down this last week, decided in favor of Catherine Engelbrecht and True the Vote, and decided that attorney's fees are warranted, and decided that the DOJ and the FBI and others had been in the wrong. And that's a big, huge development because it dovetails into the idea that we citizens right now are afraid more of the government looking into and spying on us and the government being weaponized to attack us than we are of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and others attacks saying that corporate America is ruining America. Bernie Sanders' speech this week, he tried to define socialism. That's going to be a softball for President Trump. Bernie's going to be under attack for his socialistic ways, but he is going to, on the other hand, be ramping up trying to define and making more speeches so everybody understands what he thinks is his idea to solve and bring America into the future. So that's kind of a summary of the week. We got to take our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Catherine Engelbrecht and True the Vote's court case being decided here. And what is government doing to be weaponized against us Americans now? It's just kind of sick. We got to talk about it, but we will after this short commercial break. Boom, boom,
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, good job there, Dalen. A little Rolling Stones coming back into the second quarter of this week's Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us on this beautiful, partly cloudy, sunny day. Happy summer to y'all. Happy Father's Day weekend to all of you fathers and families out there celebrating that tomorrow. And appreciate you joining us for this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. Folks, be sure and check us out any day, anytime, anywhere, anyhow you want at texasinsider.org, where we post about 10 to 15 articles every day to keep you on the inside of Texas politics. As we always say, you're either an insider or you're not. And be sure and follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well at just Texas Insider. And I'm talking about here the first quarter of the show, how Bernie Sanders had a speech this week trying to define his version of socialism. The Democrats up in the House of Representatives are undertaking, and I put it this way, that they're trying to impeach Donald Trump without impeaching him. They're going to take him down by the death of a thousand cuts, where they investigate his co-workers and his administration officials. They're going to investigate the Mueller report as if the American public hadn't already moved on, which polls show they do. And they're going to essentially weaponize, whether it's Bernie Sanders on the stump, the tube here in the studio shows old Pete Buttigieg over in South Carolina and Virginia. They're all going to be out spreading their message that government needs to be doing more, when Donald Trump's actions to make tax cuts and less regulations have boosted the economy. But the epitome of some of this happened about 10 years ago, and we're pleased to be able to join us today Catherine Engelbrecht, the founder and president of True the Vote, who had a big decision in a positive development, not only for her group, but for America this week. Catherine Engelbrecht over in Houston, appreciate you calling in and joining us today.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's talk first of all, because it's been a while. I know it was during the Obama administration. Some people will remember the name Lois Lerner. Some people will remember how the IRS was weaponized and did searches for anybody making, this was during the birth of the Tea Party movements, and any group who was applying for a nonprofit status to found their organization, if they had the word conservative in it, if they had the word values in it, certainly if they had the word Christian, that's a big no-no. But you all had True the Vote, and you had a intent that you were going to try and accomplish, and here comes the IRS, takes action against you, causes you to divert your attention, and now you've had a tremendous victory here this last week with a judge deciding that not only did the IRS act disingenuously, but that government was allowed to run roughshod over your constitutional rights. Tell us a little bit about True the Vote and what happened this last week with your case.
Well, True the Vote was, as you said, established back in 2009. And really, the mission of True the Vote was and is not partisan in any way. It's just based on principle. We believe that citizens should take a more active role in the process of elections.
Okay.
So not only is it, you know, not only is it imperative that we vote, but we need to be engaged in the process of voting on, you know, the how we meet each other face to face. And this is no longer true in all states, but on election day, there are not nearly enough volunteers who can show up and help facilitate the administration of an election. There's really not any independent eyes looking at our voter rolls to make sure that they're accurate.
Okay.
So those were the types of things that we set out to do. Just citizen engagement, believing that, you know, we have the right, the authority to, and in fact are the ultimately the responsible parties for our elections. It's not government. It's the people.
Amen.
That have the ultimate, you know, authority over this. So let's take some of that back and be confident in our elections. And that was the goal.
Okay.
And we filed nonprofit paperwork in the summer of 2010. And within a couple months, I found myself the recipient of two lawsuits. And my first of what would go on to become 23 different audits or investigations or inquiries by five different government agencies, all colluding, and the IRS, you know, chiefly among them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whirlwind period of time that for the first 2 years of which I didn't tell a soul was happening because there was such a stigma associated with, you know, the thought that I've got FBI showing up to meetings and I've got OSHA and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms showing up at my place of business. And
you're just a small town business person trying to do some good out there in the middle of America, and all of a sudden you're in crisis management, I'm sure.
That's it. And not quite sure what to make of it, all the while trying to start through the vote, which was already in the middle of many controversies because of the research that we were doing and the findings, and that was, you know, that was on its own orbit. But behind the scenes, this constant barrage of government agencies poking and prodding was something that I didn't want to believe that what was happening was really happening.
I'm sure it was like an out-of-body experience for you.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about, you know, black helicopter. I felt like I could hear the wings of the propeller blades over my shoulder. You know, this can't really be. It can't really be. But then you take half a step back and you say, okay, let me run that. Let me run the numbers on this. Let me run the odds. I'd been in business for myself for 16 years.
Okay.
In that period of time, I'd never had any issue with the government at all, other than we pay our taxes.
Okay.
There was never any darkening of our doorstep by any agency. After I filed that nonprofit paperwork, my world was turned upside down all at once.
Oh my gosh, you're talking about not only the organization itself, but your private business?
Private business and personal life. I mean, these audits extended personally.
Oh, my word.
So all of this is swirling, and, you know, you finally reach a place that you can't conclude anything other than
mm-hmm.
we are being targeted. We are being targeted for purposes of a takedown, and if I don't start telling people, the government's going to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the catalyst for our lawsuit against the IRS was actually when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms showed up for the second time at my place of business. When that occurred, I called my attorney for True the Vote, and I said, I've had enough.
And why I got to stop you right there. Why in the world is the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency, and that's a big, powerful, aggressive agency, why are they showing up on Catherine Engelbrecht's doorstep, who's trying to start a nonprofit, for heaven's sakes?
Well, it was because back in the day, I was also the president of a small machine shop.
Okay.
And one of the things that we had thought about going into manufacture of was were gun parts. And so we had license for the manufacturing of gun parts.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
You know, but we never made any, and that's the reporting required by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms when you have these types of licenses is cleared. I mean, there was no activity. There's nothing happening. But in the case of not just the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, but OSHA, the EPA, all of them, if you get down into the fine print, all of them had rights to. All of them had authority to come into our place of business and ask the questions that they needed to ask. And I've always maintained that the people who came out, you know, they were just being given marching orders. I mean, they weren't bad people. They weren't mean people. They were just being given marching orders. My question then, you know, and now I feel like I know the answer, but then certainly was just, who's pointing you? Mm-hmm. How is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the purpose of that visit. And when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms would come out, you know, they would require that you open your gun safes, you take out any weapon that you have, they write down serial numbers. You know, it's a drawn out ordeal. But when it happened the second time in 13 months, the ATF has the authority to come out every 12 months for an audit.
Okay.
You think about here in Texas, how many gun shops and gun manufacturers there are just along the Gulf Coast and here in Texas. To single us out for not one but two audits, almost back to back, it was a bridge too far.
Okay, Catherine, I got to interrupt you there, folks. We're visiting with Catherine Engelbrecht, the founder and president of True the Vote, that had a tremendous, thank you for your fight and your effort, had a tremendous decision come down in her case, the True the Vote versus IRS lawsuit here finally 10 years after it was initiated. And Catherine, after we got to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for the news, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you about exactly, because as I understand it, the IRS has been found to and have their actions not only be justified, but also made in bad faith. And this is pretty stunning in terms of weaponizing the IRS. It does happen. It's happened to you. And I want to have folks go in the meantime, know that truethevote.org, go to truethevote.org, folks. Look into Catherine Engelbrecht's work and maybe give her a little support. But we'll be right back after the news here with Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote on Talk 1370.
It's going to be funky. How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, good job there, Dale, and a little Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire, but we darn sure can talk about it and try and draw some attention to it. And that's why we appreciate you joining us every weekend here on Saturday, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Talk 1370, The Right Choice. I'm Jim Cardle, folks. We appreciate you joining us for this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. As I said, we're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide Headquarters in West Austin. And be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org when you want and how you want during the week. Keep you on the inside of Texas and national politics with about 10 or 12 articles every day. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Texas Insider as well. And I'm telling you, folks, this is just fascinating to me, and I'm sorry, Catherine Engelbrecht with True the Vote, to maybe put it that way. It's just something that makes me sick to my stomach is really what it does, and makes you want to puke. Because what we're talking about here, the first half of the show, folks, is that you've got Bernie Sanders and running around trying to define his version of socialism, and the Democrat debates are going to be coming up this Wednesday and Thursday night. I don't know what the turnout for voter attention will be to that. You've got the Democrats up in the U.S. House of Representatives impeaching Donald Trump by not impeaching him, trying to hold a series of hearings so they can get some free earned media out of Russia, 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 as if anybody cares. But we've got on the phone from Houston, Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. that many of you will remember from about 10 years ago when Lois Lerner and the IRS were hauled up before Congress. Catherine, you testified before Congress yourself, and the IRS under the Obama administration was, it happens, folks, it was being weaponized. It's not just Donald Trump. It's not just people who maybe want to get their kids into college. You know, there are valid roles for government, as I always say, to protect our shores and lose our mail primarily. But Catherine Engelbrecht, you've had this court case going on with True the Vote. It was found this week that the IRS was not only unjustified, but their actions were rooted in quote unquote bad faith. Keep talking about and tell us, is it your part of the story? Is it true that the government can be weaponized against us private citizens?
Oh, we absolutely. Absolutely, the government can be weaponized. But here's the thing that we all need to be mindful of and never forget.
Okay.
There are more of us than there are of them.
Amen.
There are more of us who are pro-liberty. We know our civil rights. We understand when the line has been crossed, and what the government counts on is being able to bully you into silence.
Oh, interesting.
The scare tactics are so overwhelming that you go dark because you don't know what else to do.
It's not just Carter Page and Michael Flynn and Donald Trump. It's Catherine Engelbrecht and Katy, Texas, is what you're talking about. You said before Congress that you'd never retreat, and thank goodness you didn't.
Well, you know, look, the only way to stop this kind of thing is to talk out, speak out about it, and press on. They want you to be quiet, right? They want you to stop. They don't want it exposed that this type of weaponization can occur. And so the power in speaking out is really what sets us on the course that now led us to a huge decision that we had recently in court, where the judge found not only in our favor, not only that the IRS was in fact wrong, that they did in fact violate our constitutional rights, but in the awarding of fees, awarded a not just attorney fees, but an enhancement of fees, which is a very high bar to have to prove up, that is only awardable in instances where the opposing party has exhibited bad faith. And
really,
the IRS going into that courtroom over 6 years with myself and my attorney, and the IRS would bring on average 23 attorneys.
And you probably had the big guy with you as well. I can only imagine what this type of thing.
Oh.
So you're talking about the IRS. Let me make sure I understand. The IRS, what you have accomplished here through your hard work, and I'm sure millions of dollars probably in legal fees, did the IRS actually admit wrongdoing?
Yes.
Really? That in and of itself is an absolute mountain-moving experience right there.
And that's what we stuck in this for, because, you know, there were other groups that were targeted in different ways, and a handful of groups that also sued, and they settled out of court.
Mm-hmm.
The very different outcomes. What we wanted to do was to hang in there long enough to establish some kind of case law that could be looked at and pointed to, so that if this ever occurs again, and God forbid that it should, but if it does, you would be able to say, see how this came out for True the Vote? You are in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you want to go down that True the Vote path, it ends here.
And again, I want to encourage folks, go to truethevote.org. Catherine Engelbrecht's the founder and president, truethevote.org, and you'll see there all the information you want. There's a support the cause button as well. But Catherine, talk about this, because again, you mentioned it initially, but this all started as the Tea Party movement rose 10 or 12 years ago. Your intent is to get individuals, us average Americans, engaged in the process. That's all you were trying to do, right?
That's absolutely correct. But what I didn't realize, because I had no political background, mm-hmm. what I didn't realize was that voters' rights are the core of the game, of the playbook for the left.
Really?
They use that as a rallying cry. It's one of the primary fuels towards this idea of victimization and you know, that government is God and you've got to vote me in so that I can take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so through the vote came on the pro-liberty side, and then as now, we are the only national voter integrity organization on the side of liberty that exists in this country.
Because people don't realize, everybody thinks that elections just happen. You go with your driver's license or your voter registration card and you vote. But the people behind the counter there that take your driver's license and hand you your number and direct you over to the secret voting booth, those are volunteers, that party-engaged people that actually get paid $8 an hour or something. But that takes real people, and there are poll watchers to make sure there's no cheating, and that type of thing is what you were wanting to encourage, right?
That's exactly right. Making sure that we had full staffing in those precincts where there were not enough volunteers to support, making sure that we had eyes on the rolls, largely to either prove up or dispel the cries of voter fraud. I mean, are our rolls really that bad? If they're not, hallelujah, that's wonderful. If they are, we need to know, and mm-hmm. then let's do something about it. It should be laid bare for all to see. But traveling down that path was so threatening to the then Obama administration, because we came at it from an angle that said, we don't care what party you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just let the best man or woman win. Let's just make it fair.
I love it.
And that was perceived to be too great a threat. And in fact, there was an 8-page memo issued on Obama Biden letterhead by the campaign's lawyer, who was also the lawyer for the Democrat Party, that wrote about the threat that True the Vote represented. So we were on the radar early.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had no idea that that's how the big boys play hardball.
Obama, but Biden, letterhead. If you don't mind me asking, how much did this cost you over 10 years?
Closing in on $1 million.
Really?
Yes. So it's been a struggle.
And again, I want to emphasize what you've accomplished. There now is case law on the books for nonprofit protections in this country.
Yes. For organizations and individuals.
So, Catherine Engelbrecht with True the Vote. Folks, be sure and visit on the web, truethevote.org, to look into this organization more. Maybe get engaged in the local elections, which is the intent and the objective of True the Vote. Catherine, we got about 2 minutes left. You've got this. I mean, you and I could talk about this for a couple hours, frankly, but I got to congratulate you first and foremost, and thank you for your patriotism and your fortitude and your, I'm sure, like I said, a bit of a spiritual journey
word.
But
absolutely.
But now going forward, you've come out the other end, as is often said, the fire galvanizes and strengthens us. What are your plans for the future here, maybe into the 2020 election? You got anything up your sleeve?
Yeah, well, we're anticipating that 2020 is going to be a pretty rocky year. And so True the Vote has become very well known for its online training programs and the state-by-state curriculum and all of that will stay in place. But the first initiative that we're going to roll out is actually a collaborative initiative with a good friend of mine by the name of Mark Geist,
okay.
who some of you may know. He actually goes also by Oz.
From Benghazi.
Benghazi war, correct.
Yes.
And he is about as fine a man as you will ever meet, and has his own organization called Our Values, which is a veterans organization dedicated to giving veterans their voice and making sure that veterans are having their interests represented.
Oh, excellent.
And so what we've done is join forces not just to encourage the registration of our military, both veterans and active duty, but also to galvanize the veteran community to go and work in the polls.
Excellent.
You want to talk about people who are great at process.
Amen.
You can't find a better group.
Okay, well, Catherine, I really thank you for taking time out of your Saturday afternoon to share your story with us. Again, folks, be sure and go to truethevote.org. Catherine, you have a great day over there. Catherine Engelbrecht with True the Vote. Appreciate your service and effort for this country, and Godspeed to you. Really appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Jim, for all you do for this opportunity and for keeping it real for the folks week after week.
We hope you'll come back and join us.
Anytime.
Okay, folks, we got to take a commercial break. As Catherine was mentioning there, I saw something the other day that the voter registrars in Florida and Georgia, the Democrat Party is already setting up operations to plan for recounts. This is not going to go away. It's a huge issue. We all know the hanging chads and the recounts that have happened before. I'm going to wrap up the week in politics right after this final commercial break right here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice and the Texas Insider Show. We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Like the Ferris wheel goes around and around. Well, the trouble with up is there's always a down. First, I'm holding your hand and we're on the boardwalk. There's heaven right here on these streets and these docks. But the sun keeps setting, the days go fast.
Oh, golly, Dalen, great job. A little Brad Paisley coming back into the final segment of the Texas Insider Show. A little bit of summer music there. Could listen to that, frankly, the whole darn song. And to heck with politics, but we got to wrap up the Texas Insider Show, folks. Appreciate you joining us here for the final segment of this week's edition. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters over here in West Austin. Be sure and check us out during the week when you want, how you want, where you want at texasinsider.org. We post about 10 or 12 or 15 articles every day to keep you on the inside of Texas and national politics. Like we always say, you're either an insider or you're not. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider. But I tell you, folks, I'm halfway sick to my stomach talking to Catherine Engelbrecht with the True the Vote group after a clear example right here in our own backyard out of Houston, Texas, where a Tea Party group 10 or 12 years ago was attacked. Frankly, as there's no other way to put it, that's an accurate phrase. Attacked, Catherine described it, attacked by the IRS, weaponized against us private citizens. It's not just Donald Trump or Michael Flynn or Carter Page or Paul Manafort or any of these other big shots up in D.C. that you hear about. It actually was weaponized during the Obama administration, and Catherine Engelbrecht didn't give up, thank the Lord. She persevered, and here we are 13 years later, and she's gotten a case where there's now case laws on the books saying that the IRS has admitted that they actually did wrongdoing and that it's not permissible anymore. If you can imagine, we have to go to court to prove that in the United States. But in the meantime, we've got the Democrat debates coming up, the first Democrat debates next Wednesday and Thursday evening. Oh, joy. Be sure and if you're inclined to do so, catch those debates. I believe it's on ABC and Univision, MSNBC, I beg your pardon. But I saw a poll the other day by Scott Rasmussen, and it's the real 30,000 foot view of where Americans are. You know, school's out, we're starting sports season, we're going on vacations, we're having barbecues, we're living large and enjoying life, which is what we're supposed to be doing while we're here, and accept the blessings we receive, like too much traffic and too many people moving to Austin on any given day, frankly. But that's a good thing, despite the downsides. I saw a poll the other day by Scott Rasmussen, and it measured how people feel about their own personal life today and for the country. And it said, in terms of their own personal life, in terms of our own personal lives right now, in this day and age, regardless of who created the economic dynamics right now or who's creating the political dynamics right now, positive or negative, most people, 77% of voters in America, expect 2019 to be a good or excellent year. Just think of that and compare that to 4 years ago, for instance. 77% of us American voters expect that 2019 is going to be a very good year. Only 19 expect it to be a fair year. And even lower than that, 5% say 2019 will be a poor year. That's for them personally. For the country as a whole, 56% of Americans expect 2019 to be a good or excellent year for the country. 31% say it's going to be a fair year, and 13% say it's going to be a fair year. Did you remember last week I said, or the last couple weeks I've said, there was a CBS poll where 54% of Americans believe that the Democrats' Russia collusion probe was politically motivated. Just think about that. So you've got, we're all generally happy and positive, but yet what we're going to see this summer is the Democrats in their campaigns, the Democrats with Nancy Pelosi's leadership up in Washington, continuing to focus on the negative. And there was a CBS poll the other day that said 54% of Americans believe that the Russia probe was politically motivated. And according to another Rasmussen poll, 61% of voters want House Democrats to drop their investigations into the whole matter. But yet what we saw this week is that Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler in the House Judiciary Committee and the House Intelligence Committee is going to be launching a series of hearings through the summer. And their intent, they even admitted it. Nancy Pelosi said the other day she doesn't want to see Donald Trump impeached. She wants to see him in jail. So we can expect a summer of gridlock, which frankly is my humble little opinion is not a bad thing every now and then. Because when the government's meeting, you can rest assured your wallet's at risk. But what they're doing up there is trying to create a show, trying to create a scenario where they think they can build the case as if it hasn't already been built. They've already had 2 years, all these attorneys, all these subpoenas, all these 448 pages of the Mueller report that didn't turn out the way that they want, and yet they're still going to try and make Donald Trump the issue. I saw a big piece of news this week. Did you know, folks, that was in the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday? There are, for like the record 15th or 17th month in a row, there are more Americans, there are more jobs in America that are unfilled right now than there are Americans to fill them. This is one of the rarest opportunities and the rarest moments in time that we have ever experienced as a nation. There are 7,449,000 unfilled jobs at the end of last month, and only 5.8 million workers. That's a difference. There's 387,000 jobs out there, folks, that are going unfilled. Do you know what's going on right now? Is people are leaving their existing jobs that they haven't been happy in or don't feel they're making enough money in to go work somewhere else. And yet what do we have, as I mentioned with Catherine Engelbrecht at TrueTheVote.org, they're wrapping up the last segment. There's a little clip here in the Austin American Statesman that said the Florida Democrats have hired a state party official that they're saying has the role to be a party activist that's going to assume a recount will happen this coming election. They all the Florida Democrats got together at Walt Disney World in Orlando. Isn't that a sight to see? But the title that she's got is election security official, and they're already getting ready to have a recount. Florida came down to the wire. The Republicans won the governorship. The Republicans won the Senate seat by a slimmest of margins. They're doing the same thing in Georgia, because in Georgia they can claim that there's racism going on, and they can do the same thing over again to be negative. And I've said before, folks, and I'm not trying to be partisan in any of this. I quote often Donnie Deutsch, for heaven's sakes, from Morning Joe, said the other day when they were trying to get one of the Democrat presidential candidates to brag that he was a capitalist success story, and he wouldn't say the word capitalism. He wouldn't admit that he was a capitalist because he was trying to nuance where all the mojo is on the Democrat side, and that's the word socialism. We are a society that's positive, that's certainly in Texas a can-do attitude, and yet the Democrats are trying to tear everything down. And I don't know, folks, what I was going to say is it's been said that all the Democrats have to do to win this next presidential election is not be stupid, and they just can't do it. And I'm going to wrap up by saying and quoting this article in the Wall Street Journal from May 31st. It's by Ted Van Dyke. He's a former Democrat operative from back during the 1980s, a seasoned veteran. And he says, here's some things the Democrats need to do. Here's some things the Democrats shouldn't do if they're interested in winning the election. They shouldn't pursue impeachment, number one. Number two is they should abandon the Green New Deal, number two. Number three, they should moderate Medicare for All, Bernie Sanders. Number four, they should quit talking about immigration reform and address border security issues. Number five, they should reject identity politics. I got to put a plug in the jug, folks. We appreciate you joining us. That's my humble opinion from 30,000 feet. And thanks again to Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote for telling us her side of the story, where the Obama administration weaponized the IRS against her humble little C3 effort. Check us out at TexasInsider.org. Check out TrueTheVote.org. And join us next week right here on Talk 1370 from 12 to 1. Talk 1370 AM. I'm Jim Cardle. Have a great weekend, everybody.
To be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.